our igloo full of snow.
Oh, here we go. What are we? Is this, what is this, Mars?
That's the Phil Henry show is what it is.
I know, but this record here. Oh, I believe that's, I think it's Drake or it's somebody. Oh, not that guy again.
Anyway, this is the world famous Phil Henry show with Margaret Gray.
And me, General Galen Shaw.
And Bud Dickman.
And Robert Leonard. And here is the host of the show, Phil Henry.
Yeah, man. All right, you know who that is? That's that Gucci Mane guy.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Gucci Mane or...
It's either Gucci Mane or Gucci Mane. I imagine at this particular point, Allie is going to write you an email or something.
She usually corrects my pronunciations. Welcome to our show.
Kind of racist, Mr. Henry.
What is...
Mr. Henry goes pronunciation, trying to be racist.
I'm not being racist.
Well, it sounds like you're mocking a certain urban dialect.
That kind of does. No, you're not, mister. That's okay, mister.
Thank you, Robert. So I'm backed up by my black staff member.
What are you, all we said was when you go, Robert, when he goes pronouns, you don't take offense to that.
No.
Why don't you guys give me a... What is this about, anyway?
We're noticing that you get away with a lot of stuff that other white people wouldn't.
Yeah, mister, we gotta... See, we're thinking of...
Wait a minute.
We're just kidding, Jesus.
Can anybody kid around with you?
Lady.
Oh, shut up, man.
Hey, should come at me, man. That is a good joke.
That was quality material. Yeah, that's real funny. You guys were half serious about that, weren't you?
Not really. I mean, but when you start breaking into these, black idioms, and everybody goes, oh, that's Phil acting the fool, I think that many of our black listeners might want to take another look at that.
I think that they would take another look at it and say, why, that dirty white man is making fun of us, and I don't think...
Margaret, I won't listen to this. I won't be a party to this. I will not allow this. Once you get your own podcast, you can say what you want.
Oh, my God. So it's censorship.
That's what it is, Phil, isn't it?
Are you guys for real?
Well, I mean, look, Phil.
Are you guys for real? Are you telling me that because I do black dialects on the air, that somehow I'm racist?
I think a lot of it is... Let's put it this way. When you start doing a southern accent, don't you think that's offensive to whites who have compromised chromosomes? Let's put it that way. All right? I don't want to put it too technically.
Well, what is it called?
Chromosomes.
Yeah, compromised chromosomes. Or it's offensive to white people whose genealogy is very weird and needs to be looked, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm trying to put it the right way here.
Man, I think everybody here is flipped out. I'm the only black person on the staff here, and I don't care. You people are all making a big deal out of this. Why? Because Mr. Henry did a southern accent?
I think when you do a southern accent, Phil, it just doesn't sound southern. It sounds like the man's chromosomes and the chromosologies. I don't know what it is.
The chromosomes. It sounds like he's missing chromosomes. You know?
Yeah, which makes the head bigger.
Get out of here, will you?
We're screwing around.
Will you guys quit wasting my time with this horse shit?
Well, there he is. There's Phil. Didn't take him long, did it?
Yeah. See, the whole idea was a bet. When will we force him into a profanity or an obscenity? And it was,
About 5 minutes.
5 minutes. And all we had to do was say that you were compromising the white man's chromosomology. Or chromosology, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you compromise the white man, Phil goes nuts.
What the hell are you guys talking? I mean, you know what? I think I'm going to drunk test all of you guys. I think we need you drunk tested and drug tested.
Oh, right, because you're making a good point about a chromosome.
You ain't making a good point about nothing. You cats, from the minute you sat down here, were yanking it and cranking it and...
Yank? Oh, my God.
On the show today, let's see what we have on the show. Does anybody have the...
I've got the list right here, but...
Well, who's on the show?
You know we've got John Jerryman.
Oh, Jesus.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
John Jerryman will be on, Phil.
What is the occasion?
That's the birthday of Mr. Ederham.
Yes, Wilson Ederham is 106 today, and John will be singing at his birthday party. Bobby Dooley also, there's an emergency meeting of the Homeowners Association. Fox News is under assault because of the Roger Ailes sexual harassment. Bobby will be on to talk about the emergency meeting that she held with the homeowners there and what her solutions are.
Yeah, okay, you want to pick it up?
I'm picking it up, General.
All right.
All right, so, and what else?
And we got David G. Hall will be on with Bobby. Then R.C. Collins with his alt-right report.
What is that about?
R.C., he's alt-right, you know?
Yeah, he's going to do the alt-right report.
And Father James McCorders, why do we know more about this than you?
I don't know, because I'm the guy that put the show together.
Well, then there's something real wrong. We know there's something wrong with you, but who?
Man, oh, man, you put the show together, you've got us talking about it, and you don't know a damn...
Woo!
Now, sir, you want to lay down?
You might want to lay down, Mr. Henry.
I don't need to lay down.
All right. Oh, my God. Hey, lay down.
Jesus, Phil, take it easy, all right? You look like you wanted to just... You look like you wanted to rip a sucker's ass in half, you know?
No kidding. You really wanted...
All right, dump that. Margaret, no N-word, okay?
That's all right. It was applicable.
Thank you. Robert, back me up.
I don't care if he... I'm the guy that's got to back you up.
Let the record show Phil just went hebe. That's what you did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, uh-oh. All right, folks, let's do the traffic and get our asses in gear and get this thing rolling. Here is Bob Bacon with the traffic on the Phil Henry Show.
There's a Potato Head that time, Mr. Potato Head here on the 5 Freeway. And I'll tell you, we had a lunch with him last night, had Mr. Potato Head there with a carrot soup. And they say, if you're in that area, is all I'm saying. Hey, tell you what, would you want the Deli Ramsey? Going to want the 210 Freeway, Friday Wound Town, Friday Wound Town, and Wound Town Wound. Go to Frog Town now, there's this guy, boy.
I appreciate my time, give us all that, and then 16 guys are down there. And we're up on Ruby on the 60 freeway in the corner, Del Mar area, gonna find out the time. There's a clam down, gonna go ahead and clam it up there. I know this guy named me right now, boy, it's sweet him.
And I wish you guys would make up your minds. How many explosions? Oops.
Hi, this is R.C. Collins. Stick around, because I'm going to have the R.C. Collins alt-right report and the reporting on it coming up.
R.C. Collins alt-right report every week on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. What's going on over there? What's going on over there? And what about those guys there? And who are you? And what are you doing in my house? R.C. Collins alt-right report.
With me. R.C. Collins.
On the Phil Henry Show. Hey, y'all, want to have a good time? Get yourself a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show. I'll tell you, it makes me laugh until I'm sick. Sick all over the dirt there in the corral. This is Jay Carruthers here for the world-famous Phil Henry Show backstage pass. I'll tell you, the price is going up here as the new website is going to be rolled out here in the next 60 days or so, maybe 30 days, maybe 15 days, I don't know how. But I tell you this right now, if you get a backstage pass now, you get grandfathered in a lower price because the price is going up. Get a backstage pass now, get access to 20,000 plus hours of classic radio for the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com.
Woohoo!
Star shit, you want something for the
and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray, and now here again is our host, your host, the life of the party, literally the life of all of us here, Phil Henry.
Thank you, Margaret. With us from from Burbank Airport, they're waiting on their airplane. They'll be flying to Hawaii. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, the Western Estates Homeowners Association presidents and vice president and secretary. I don't know what the different ranks are.
Well, Phil, the difference is asking about the rank.
I'm a vice president.
Steve, you're not the vice president. You're the secretary treasurer.
I thought I was vice president.
No, you're not vice president. I'm the president. Steve is the secretary treasurer.
Okay. Who is your vice president?
We really don't have one. Need for a vice president is that if something happens to the president, God forbid, and of course we're talking about a homeowners association, but if something were to happen to me, and I don't want to scare you, Steve.
Well, it's always...
And I don't want to scare the boys. But obviously, Phil, it goes without saying that were I assassinated...
What do you mean, were you?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about?
Darling, you are the homeowners... You're a homeowners association president. You're not president of the country.
I am a president, am I not?
He's a president. And the risk of assassination is always...
It's always uppermost in our minds. And it is risky, so we don't have a vice president, maybe we should. But because of the fact that I am fairly certain that I'm going to be the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association for quite some time, and also the fact that I don't think anyone would dare try to take me out. And I say that, Phil, with a great deal of humility. Excuse me for just one moment. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Bobby said.
I had Szechuan chicken for lunch.
Bobby had Szechuan.
Bobby, we are not joking around here.
I'm not joking around. What are you talking about?
You're talking about the threat of assassination. First of all, when you talk about that, you give people ideas. Secondly, what do you mean assassination? You're the president of a homeowners association.
Let me go through this again, Phil, because I don't think the people you have there are too swift.
My panel is very swift, all right? They know what they're talking about.
We know what we're talking about, and you're talking about being assassinated.
You know what you're talking about, and I'm talking about being assassinated. Steve, did you hear this guy?
Yeah, sounds like it.
I got a guy over here.
Bobby, you're talking to me right now.
I'm sorry, Phil, but what we're talking about...
You're not going to be assassinated.
Let me ask you something, Mr. Dickman. How many people am I talking to today, Phil?
As you know, Bobby, on my show, you talk to the whole panel. You're talking to all of us, dear.
All right. Then let me address all of you. What do you know about it? Okay? I'm the president.
Yes, you're the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association.
That is correct. And as such, I am the one that goes out into public every day. I'm the one that goes out and risks assassination. As my friend Bud would say that.
Yeah. I don't think any of you... Yo, what do you know about it?
What do you people know about it?
Bobby, we don't know anything about being a homeowners association president. We do know about life, and we do know about politics. Look, you know, God knows there are things that are likely, there are things that are possible in this world, and I would be the last person to want to see anything happen to you, and I mean that.
Well, I'd be the last person to want to see anything happen.
You'd be the first person to want to see... No, you would be the last person.
Yeah, I'd be the last person.
All right, then you're the last person, I'm the second to last.
All right.
Well, I mean, that's kind of making all of us look... Would you forget it? All of us care about you, and we don't want to see anything happen to you. However, the likelihood of something happening to you... Assassination?
Yes. Oh, my God. Have you ever heard of... Mr. Henry, I just want to ask you. It was in all the newspapers. Have you ever heard of President Kennedy? Oh! Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, what about that?
What about that, Mr. Henry?
What about that?
Well, what about it?
What about it? What about President Kennedy? He was president of the United States. He was involved in all kinds of political dialogue. America was a position of the world that was threatening others, less rational individuals. He had nuts running around that wanted to take him out for a variety of reasons. There's all kinds of weird asses that think the president's responsible for everything from, you know, world wars to whether or not their dog had a bowel movement.
They pretty good at bowel movement.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
And also, let's remember... that to talk about this, just as Phil said and the general said, you are inviting a problem.
Okay, let's put our card right there, Steve. Did you make note of that?
Yeah, I got it right here. Mrs. Gray, kind of almost threatened you.
Okay.
How dare you?
Well, you bringing it up.
I brought it up, too.
As did I. I mean, this is a reality.
All right, put all their names down. All
right. Phil, how do you spell Henry?
Would you shut up, okay?
Yeah, Mr. Henry, go shut up!
Yeah, it didn't sound very masculine, Phil.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm talking to Bobby Dooley here about... Why are we wasting time?
No, that's the whole thing, man. You're wasting time on some jive chump change like that.
We got you on here to talk about...
It's not jive chump change, hello. This is important to me. I'm saying the likelihood... Well, I guess it is. It's not going to happen.
All right, Bobby, then you're right. It isn't going to happen.
Right. However, we're at a different woman here. You know, if we had a different homeowners association president, I have no doubt that someone would try to take her out.
Yeah, my God knows. He'd probably take her out from while she's going swimming in a pool.
Or inspecting, inspecting.
Right.
Really? And how are they going to take her out?
Oh, my God. Have you ever heard of a high-powered rifle?
What about a high-powered rifle from a grassy knoll?
Maybe not the grassy knoll. A high-powered rifle from someone's garage. Oh.
Yeah.
So, Phil, there are a lot of things we need to take seriously, okay? And as a homeowners association president...
You know, if you do that, okay, one more time, I'm going to lose it! Now, I'm telling you...
Oh, my God.
General...
Well, this is driving me ape. Her sitting there saying that she's going to be assassinated. It doesn't matter what... You know what? General, why don't you take a walk? I'm walking it off.
Yeah, well, you're not walking off, General. And I guess I'll get some iced coffee.
I don't drink iced coffee. I drink the real deal or nothing at all.
I think
there's some hot coffee in there, General. All right, Miss Dooley.
So am I to understand that I drove one of your panelists off?
Now, better either that is going to get us really upset with you. And we're not even talking about what we're supposed to be talking about.
Well, what are we supposed to be talking about?
We're talking about, at least I thought we were talking about the fashion. No, not fashion. Oh, yeah, Fox News.
Oh, that's right, Fox News. All right, well, let me do this very quickly. Roger Ailes, the entire sexual harassment claim at Fox News, in my opinion, and I think individuals, and I know he works at Fox News, but I also think he's a very, very objective individual, a very good reporter. Sean Hannity agrees with me in saying, okay, it's a witch hunt. It's a witch hunt, you know?
There's got to be a witch hunt, Mr. Henry.
Oh, it's a witch hunt, huh?
Yes, it's a witch hunt. Oh, my God. What are you talking about, Phil?
What are you talking about? You've got women that have come out
and said this guy sexually harassed them.
Well, you know what? It's getting a little ridiculous because I haven't heard anything, but I got money that says there's all kinds of women coming out of the woodwork over there, probably women that didn't even know worked there, probably someone that operates the hot dog stand, you know, the little hot dog. I'm sorry. Steve, could you get me a napkin?
Yeah. Bob, Ms. Dooley, I'm going to hang up on you.
Bob, Ms. Dooley?
Ms. Dooley, I'm going to hang up on you if I hear that again.
Let the record show Mr. Henry just threatened me.
All right, put that down.
How did I threaten you?
What are you talking about?
He said I'm going to get rid of you.
I'm going to hang up on you, okay?
Do you hear this, Steve?
I'm going to hang up on...
You are...
God, Mr. Henry.
Steve, don't keep saying God, Mr. Henry. Come up with something else to say.
All right. God. I mean, God, Bill.
Very good.
Okay, so Roger Ailes sexually harassing women. Sean Hannity agrees with you. And this is a witch hunt.
That is exactly right.
Well, how should women deal with this?
Well, the first thing women should do, and Ms. Gray, I think you would agree with this, is deal with it. Okay? Deal with it.
And how do they deal with it?
I'll tell you how I deal with it. Any man comes up to me and tries to sexually harass me, including Roger Ailes, most especially a guy like Roger Ailes, who's a lump of...
Now, a guy looks like a lump of...
He looks like a lump of clay, of wet clay, doesn't he? With that face. It just looks like the man... He looks like a melted man. You know, they have the malted milk, Mr. Henry?
Yeah.
He looks like a malted man. Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
So if...
Mr. Henry, I mean, give my wife a chance, will you?
Yeah, Phil, just don't...
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, Bobby, you got a lot of criticism on me, and I'm trying to move this along so we can get to our next segment and get on with the show. And I want to find out specifically how you think women should deal with sexual harassment.
If a man comes up to me and sexually harasses me, especially a Roger Ailes, I tell him, if you put one finger on me, so much as the idea of one finger on me, your screams will be heard up and down Broadway.
Yeah.
Okay? Okay?
All right, so that's supposed to scare him?
Listen to what I just said to him. If you put one hand on me, your screams. Imagine a man screaming from inside Fox, and you can hear it up one side and down, all the way up and down the island of Manhattan, okay? You don't think that's scary?
I don't think it's scary at all.
I thought you were walking it off.
Well, I walked it off. But let's say it does scare him, okay? Say you've solved your problem. But let's say it doesn't scare him.
Wait a minute. Let's say it scares him, so the problem's solved. Now we're back to it's not scaring him?
All right, let's start with it doesn't scare him. Then what do you do?
If it doesn't scare him and he continues to bother, you're doing a QBJ?
That's probably QBJ.
What is a QBJ?
You're telling me you don't know what the quick blow job.
Okay, Ms. Dooley.
I talked to David Hall.
We already checked it out with David Hall. It's all good.
You checked out what?
I checked out with David Hall if it would be all right for me to say the blow job, right?
Yeah, the technical term.
What do you mean technical term?
The QBJ is something that every woman who has any kind of chutzpah understands. With the quick blowjob, you get a lot off your plate. You're able to solve the day and move forward. With the QBJ and only the QBJ. Okay?
Yeah, the QBJ.
Why are you calling it a QBJ if you just as soon call it a quick blowjob?
Because I didn't know. You know what? You saying it sounds disgusting.
I think anybody's saying it. What is that supposed to mean, anyway?
You're giving in to a man's harassment.
Oh, Margaret, hello? Are you kidding me?
You're giving in to a man's harassment.
Hello, Margaret, are you kidding me?
Well, what does that mean?
I think you know.
Well, honey, spell it out.
I'm not spelling anything out. She knows, I know, every woman out there knows.
So you're saying that this is something the lady already knows?
I think so, yeah.
I'm not engaging in a QBJ, or whatever it is you call that. I will maintain my honor.
Oh, what a load.
That is great.
Would you please not pile it on like that, Margaret? Because when you ladle it up and pile it on, and we don't yet have a steam shovel to pick it...
What are you talking about?
I think you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you squatting one, squat and leave one. We call that a squat one. A squat two is when...
All right.
David Hall is on the phone. I know you may wet her back. You may wet her back up.
What do you mean, may wet her back up?
Get David Hall...
Don't I get David Hall?
I mean, he's online, too.
David Hall is online, too, Phil, so...
But get Bobby back, then. David Hall and Bobby Dooley with us. So, David, you heard the language that was being used.
I heard the language, and I had given Bobby the okay to use that language. Yeah, David, and you know what? I just want to say, during all of this, they were doubting my word on the assassination attempts. Look, I wanted Bobby to come on here, Phil. and to describe, in her words, what she thinks should be done with the Roger Ailes situation, because you guys haven't addressed it. It's important to women.
I could have addressed that if you really wanted me to.
All right, Phil, don't start screeching like a little girl, okay? He's been doing it all through the interview, Mr. Hall.
I know, I've been listening.
I'm not screeching like a little girl. I'm saying I could have dealt with this topic.
Well, Phil, you initially went, I could have, and now you're calm.
Yeah, you're calming down now, son. But in the, you know, I just, Okay, so what's the story?
The story is this. The story is Bobby called up and said, can I use the term blowjob, quick BJ, what is it? It's called the QBJ. The QBJ, because of this Ailes thing. And I said, what's that? She said, you get the quick blowjob out of the way.
Yeah, and you get him off your back. With the QBJ, he's up, up, and away, or he's off.
Quick, the QBJ, and he's away.
And he's away.
And that's a slogan that they use.
Who uses that?
Apparently women. I guess you're on the outs.
Margaret, you're pretending like you don't know. And you do.
Let me say this to you, Bobby. You know, if you keep up talking that way, then the screams being heard up and down Broadway will belong to you. I'm Margaret Gray.
Yay!
What a whore. You really are a whore. And
all right.
David Hall.
Oh, man, this pisses me off. David, listen to me, man. You know, this is, as far as I'm concerned, over the line. You can't have these people on the air talking about QBJ, quick blowjobs, almost endorsing sexual harassment.
Phil, why don't you do us all a big favor and get off your soapbox and let the lady, in that case, Ms. Gray, I guess, what's her name again? Ms. Dooley?
Bobby Dooley. I just hung up on her.
Yeah, well, you know, let her talk. Let her speak. You know, let her get her side out. Let her get her point of view.
You have a female point of view right here, and I'm telling you, I'm not engaging in the QBJ.
All right, fine. But I'm just trying to say it was something that I thought needed to be talked about for two reasons. First of all, obviously, you know, it's a way for a woman to deal with such. And, you know, if you're the recipient, let's say I'm going to get a QBJ because I was bugging some woman. Okay? Is that so bad?
David G. Hall, folks.
You know something? I'm going to quit.
Well, Margaret, if you want to quit, I won't blame you.
What are you going to quit for?
I'm not really going to quit.
Yeah, didn't think you were going to quit.
Oh, you didn't think I was going to
get... Hey, get it!
Back it off. Back it off, will you? Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Be right back here. John Jerryman, right?
No, we've got R.C. Collins and then John Jerryman.
R.C. Collins with the Alt-Right Report. Father James McCorder's joining in as well, the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
What's your problem?
Well, I can tell you that when I started taking download, every so often I could take a dump. For the first time in my life, I could do that every so often. I'm not saying normally or naturally, but every so often. Cargill Hemp for download. It's a newer, faster-acting laxative, and it'll help you, and you and you, all of you out there, have that morning dump. Excuse my language. Every other day, I'd say, or every third day, I'll get one off. Download in the handy 4-pack, or if you'd like, we'll send it directly to your home in a package with a big sign on it that says, this is for the guy at the house who can't take a shit.
Yeah, that's for me. Otherwise, I wouldn't know who was in the pack. I might think a terrorist bomb was in it, or so I'd have the police blow it up. It's called Download from Coolidge Labs.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Dowder, and I want you to be watching the Phil Henry Show merchandise store. It's going to be coming up pretty soon with the new website, because there's going to be a new piece of Jeff Dowder merch. That's right. Bobby Dooley has merch in there, and Ted Bell has merch. I'm gonna get some merch, too. That's going to be a new piece of Jeff Dowder merchandise in the Phil Henry online store. I want you to be looking for it, because it's going to be radical.
Radical.
Thanks a lot, Toby.
And welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com here on this Thursday. Wow, this is...
That's Metallica.
This is cool. Metallica. It sounds like...
It sounds a little bit like Ennio Morricone from the, what is it again?
Well, probably like Fistful of Dollar.
Yeah, Fistful of a Dollar.
Oh, yeah, those are great movies, those spaghetti westerns.
Yeah.
All right, we do have with us R.C. Collins, and it's time now for the R.C. Collins Alt-Right Report. On the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and let's bring on, without further ado, R.C. Collins from San Leandro, California. R.C.,
Well, thanks a lot, Phil. And this is R.C. Collins, and this is the alt-right report. And I'm alt-right. I really believe in the alt-right, you know, way of looking at it. And it's not racist, and it's not anything bad.
Yeah, right.
Mr. Henry, would you please have people not comment while I'm doing the report?
Everybody just let him...
You know what? All that hokum.
Please, Mr. Henry, would you please have people...
All right, would you guys just not talk while he does the report? Go ahead, R.C.
Okay, Mr. Henry, from Washington, D.C., Andrew Putzer, who is going to be nominated for the Labor Secretary, well, guess what? He quit. You want to know why? On account of the Democrats pushed him out. The Democrats are trying to ruin everything, and they're just trying to ruin it all. President Trump, who is trying to make America great again, and he's trying, and he's trying, and he's trying. And you know what? The Democrats and the radical left and the communists won't let him do it. In other reports here on the alt-right report, there's a man by the name of Michael Flynn, who was a National Security Council member, and they made him quit because he had a phone call with the Russians. President Trump is trying to make America great again, and the Democrats and the communists are making it difficulter and more difficulter with every passing day. And Michael Flynn was a general and everything. Even Sean Hannity of Fox News agrees with me because I listened to his editorial, and it's pretty bad. And that's today's alt-right report with R.C. Collins. Thanks so much, everybody.
All right, that's R.C. Collins' alt-right report. Thanks, R.C. Now, hold on, because, you know, we...
I want to field some questions and talk about it.
Yeah, you'll field some questions, all right, because I've got some questions. This is General Shaw. Are we... We're not doing it yet, are we?
Well, you can can the music, Mr. Enrattle.
All right, R.C. Collins, go ahead, bud.
Okay, sorry.
All right, R.C. Collins with the alt-right report. R.C., there's a few things.
Now, I do have Father James McWhorter calling in.
Excuse me. It's my segment.
It's R.C.'s segment. Father McWhorter's on the line?
Yeah, he's want to comment on Sean Hannity.
We haven't even talked about Sean Hannity.
Well, let me tell you about Sean Hannity. I think he is doing a great job protecting President Trump because, hold on, I'm sorry, I had the same Szechuan. I had breakfast with Ms. Dooley and everything.
Right.
So, okay, you don't have to believe me.
No, we don't believe you. Now move on.
Oh, wow. Okay. President Trump is trying to do the right thing and make America great again. But the Democrats...
Yeah, that's right, and the communists. And what are they doing?
I'll tell you what they're doing. They're trying to run this country right into the ground, General. And there's a few of us out here that want to make it good again.
Son, I fought for this country, all right? I think this country's good enough right now. The only thing that's making it bad are clods like you, guys like you that are rolling right out of the wheelbarrow, right into the under the roadway of life. And every time I see one of you, oh.
All right, so the point is what on Sean Hannity?
The point is that Sean Hannity is making editorials on Fox, and he's making a lot of sense. And I agree with it.
Okay, and there's,
Well, God, don't make noises like that.
Your alt-right report blows.
Yeah, man, it don't make any sense. No, I got Father McWhorter's, though, Phil.
All right, since when am I Phil with you guys? It's Mr. Henry until I tell you you can call me Phil. You guys aren't old enough.
All right, Mr. Henry, sorry.
Okay, Father James McWhorter is going to join us here on the other newsmaker line from... Pasadena, California. I'm not exactly sure what the... Or excuse me, from Glendale, California. Not exactly sure what he's going to want to talk about. Father McWhorter, it's good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And, R.C., I see you've got your alt-right report on. You're talking about Sean Hannity there. And I wanted to clue you in on a couple of things.
Well, okay, I mean, that's fine, but I think I've got my ducks in a row.
No, you don't have your ducks in a row. As a matter of fact, I don't think your ducks know how to swim. All right? You understand what that means? Not that funny.
I mean, it wasn't that funny at all. I'm very offended that you would laugh at it.
I thought it was funny.
Good, you thought it was funny. Go ahead.
Is it me?
No, it's me. I think it's me.
I think it's me, right, Phil?
Father McWhorter, go ahead.
Now, Sean Hannity, and I happen to know this, R.C., is nothing more than a stumbling, fumbling mick. He's a papist drunkard. He is the kind of a man...
Father McWhorter, you're talking about a member of your own faith.
I don't give a damn. I am a member of my own faith. All of us are a bunch of drunkard mics. Sooner or later, we stand up there and make these public pronouncements. We should. How it is we're even able to stand is beyond my wildest reckoning. And then for Sean Hannity to come out and start talking all the smack that he's talking, this lousy, drunken mic, stumbling and fumbling about, talking all his papist nonsense, when he should be standing up the United States of America. That's the thing that drives me ape.
Well, I don't know nothing about no papist Mick or nothing like that. Well, you call Sean Hannity that, but that's racist to call him that.
That's not racist. It's a national thing. He's an Irishman. And I'm talking about him standing there as an Irishman and as an Irish-American and talking the swill that he talks without trying to help this country. Now, when he says that this guy Flynn, see, these are all Irish boys, you know.
All right, Father McCord, is the essential thrust of your commentary here is that the Irish are screwing up. Is that it?
No, well, you're Irish, so where do you stand on all of this?
I think I'm just telling you where I stand on all of it.
No. I mean, as an Irishman, where do you stand on the idea that these all seem to be Irishmen?
Well, it makes perfect sense to me, all of these. Look, you take a guy like Flynn, you take a guy like Hannity. These guys are on the secret phone call to Russian Hannity. As far as I'm concerned, it sounded to me like Hannity had a real love thing going for this Flynn. And when they told Flynn he couldn't make phone calls to the Russian dictator Putin, why, this Hannity, he lost his... Probably had a good boner going, but he...
Let's just watch it.
Father McQuarters, I'm a little bit shocked, though I may agree with what you're saying. A little bit shocked at the things you're saying.
Father McQuarters, what has it got to do with them being Irish?
It's got this to do with them being Irish. Every time I hear about one of these guys, every time one of their names is mentioned on the blow box, you know, the radio, and it says Flynn and Hannity, and I'm saying there they are from the mother country, and they're making everyone sound and look like the fascist dictator mother...
I don't know. I think it's pretty bad that you would say that, Father McQuarters. I'm not no Irishman, but I'll tell you this right now. I look up at Sean Hannity, and I look up at Michael Flynn, too.
You look up a... See what I'm saying? Your love for these two Irish, these two pig-hugging and mud-slinging and song-singing and off-key song-singing mixed mothers...
Father James McQuarters on the line with us, and he's talking with R.C. Collins. Now we're off into the whole Irish thing.
They are a couple of mixed. There's no question about that.
Got nothing to do with nothing.
Absolutely, Mr. Henry. For once, you're speaking with my lips. To say those things...
Oh, what an idiotic thing to say.
No, we're talking about that.
I'm saying Mr. Henry's saying that he took the words right out of my... out of the lip area.
Your mouth?
Yeah, that's right, my mouth. So all right, so I forgot. But the point that I'm trying to make...
Forget what your mouth is called.
Would you please have him shut up?
All right, everybody, calm down. Go ahead.
The point I'm trying to make is that I think these... And Sean Hannity's looking out for America because he's stuck up for Michael Flynn.
All right, may I say something, Mr. Hannity?
Go ahead.
You can say that Sean Hannity is looking out for Michael Flynn all you want, but these two old country, Shamrock Isle, Emerald Isle, Shamrock sucking... Oh, man... All they do is make us look bad. The Irish have come to this country a long time ago, and it took us a long time to get our reputation back after a whole bunch of us started the New York City draft riots. Yes, that's right. I'm the one Irishman tells the truth. And we finally stopped laying it off on the black people, and we started getting a job, man. Shit.
Oh, right. You're trying to say the Irish people didn't have jobs? They worked a lot of jobs.
Yeah, they worked a lot of jobs after they ran all the black people at the jobs. So the Irish finally made a name for themselves, a good, honest name, a good, patriotic, honest name. And now we got these guys like Flynn and Hannity, and the other guy I don't like is that Pete Jackball. Who's the guy, the writer, Phil?
Who?
The writer for the New York writer. He's some Irish big too. I don't like any of these guys saying Irish, the Irish this, the Irish that, the Irish get. As long as we got Flynn and Hannity, it's another black eye on the face of Mother Ireland and on the face of the Emerald and the Shamrock and the pig, all of that.
Yeah, you're cursing like a priest is not allowed to.
What are you talking about, man? You sound like an idiot.
Oh, you've sounded like an ass and a half since I've known you. Ever since you're a wee high to a small miniature pig, to a potbelly pig, you've been a real ass and a hat.
Boy, that really hurts, Father McQuarters. I'm trying to do the right thing.
You never done the right thing your whole life. Stick it up for these two guys, Hannity and Flynn. What they should do is read the Constitution of the United States and start looking at the American flag a little bit and quit taking a look at that. All those guys do is go home every day and they suck up to a bottle of Wild Irish Rose. Oh, man.
All right, Father McQuarters, a little worked up.
Father McQuarters, ease back, okay?
I'd love to ease back. All right, take a look at these guys.
Well, I think with the alt-right report, we bring out the truth, and it's a good thing we do on account of you.
Your alt-right report, you know what? I think it's going to collapse under the weight of its own bullshit.
Father James McQuarters is pissed off there.
Well, I don't blame the man. Very, very pissed off, and I think that there's a good reason for that.
R.C.? Your comments?
My comments? I mean, the guy's out of control. He's completely out of control, and he's...
And he's completely out of control.
Yeah, that's right, General. And I think to say he impugned Ireland and everything.
Well, he was talking about, in a general way, the Irish experience in America.
Oh, Phil, don't gutsy it up. I mean, I hate to say it, but R.C. has a point. The fact that Father McCordis was indicting Ireland...
He wasn't indicting Ireland.
He wasn't indicting Ireland. He was saying that Hannity and Flynn were making Ireland look bad.
Making Ireland?
Ireland.
Ireland, okay.
All right, Phil, go to Ireland. I'm just trying to understand what's being said.
Yeah, he talked about Ireland, and then he said Ireland.
Well, whether it's Ireland or Ireland, what is it called?
You don't know the name. It's called Ireland.
All right. Somebody said it was Ireland.
All right. Thanks a lot, R.C., for your alt-right report. Been just really bitching, and have a nice day.
Whatever.
The R.C. Collins alt-right report here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. All right, we'll be back. We got John Jerryman, right?
Yes, John Jerryman is going to sing at the birthday of Wilson Edderham, 106 years old, yesterday.
Well, why are we doing it today?
Because I forgot, all right?
Jesus.
Well, famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Be right back.
T-I-S-A, color T-shirt. Yeah.
At Jack Clean Hand Chevrolet, everything goes. The cars, the office furniture, even you. Set one foot on our lot, we'll pick you up and throw you out into the street. You said lop. If they set one foot on the lot or the lop. Jack Clean Hand Chevrolet. We've got to get rid of it all, and we're getting rid of it all this weekend. It's the Jack Clean Hand Chevrolet Clearinghouse Sale. In fact, it's not even a sale. We're giving everything away. Cars are free. Office furniture is free. You get on the lot, we'll throw your ass off the lot, too. So there won't be anybody there to even really take the cars off our hands. So what we're going to do is drive them down the freeway on one of those big auto carriers and then go ahead and pull the chain and they'll all spill out into the fast lane. Jack Clean Hand Chevrolet.
At Jack Clean Hand.
We're clean.
Jack Clean Hand Chevrolet. Off the Windsworth Freeway in Pomeranian.
Sweet Farm is now celebrating its 16th anniversary with a special 2-for-1. Bring two of your relatives in who are drying up in the mind and we'll house them in one room. Less money for you, less expense for them, more guilt for you, more fun for them.
At Sweet Farm, we save the money of the patient, not necessarily the relative carting them in.
And remember, at Sweet Farm, we'll make use of our special inpatient dolly. We'll wheel it to your house, slide your relative on top of it, and then wheel it back to Sweet Farm. Sometimes, because we're downhill from most homes, we just let it go and see where it winds up.
Sweet Farm. Celebrating its 16th anniversary.
Come to Sweet Farm or just stay away.
We got 30s and 100 rounds too. All set.
World famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico in Southern California. This guy, every record we play today is this Drake clown.
Well, I would know. That's not Drake. That's Migos, right, Phil?
I believe so. It's an album called Culture. And that's a thing called... what is that, bud?
That's called Bed and Bogey. Bed and Burgers. Yeah, that's it. Bed and Bougie. Well, which is it, man? Bed and Bougie.
Way to read it, man. All right, world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. So we are very, very excited to get on the phone here. John Jerryman, we haven't had John with us for at least a couple of months when he was on there from the retirement home in Philadelphia. Tonight there. At the Mainline Retirement, they are going to be talking, celebrating the birthday of Wilson Edderham. Margaret, take it away.
Thank you, Phil. John Jerryman's a man that I sang in dinner theater and small little theaters, we called it in the early 70s, as we were both coming up. Although John was one of the big stars, I think, on Broadway and did a lot of the little dinner theater things to tune up on. John joins us. John, I hope I'm not mischaracterizing that.
No, not at all, Margaret. That was, let's emphasize that I was doing Broadway at that time, and so I'm not just doing dinner theater, per se.
No, absolutely not. And, of course, John and I appeared in a couple of productions when I was the understudy to Julie Andrews in Camelot, for instance.
Yes, I was in, I think I played a footman in Camelot. I didn't have any lines. And then I played one of the Scottish in Fie on Scotland, and I sang two lines, and then I'm dragged off or beheaded or something. But those were glorious days on Broadway.
Look, were you in a play, though?
I just said that I was in a play. Was that?
That was Bud Dick. Bud, yes, he was.
He was in Camelot.
I was in Camelot, not as much as Margaret was. I was one of the Scottish knights for... Never.
All right, and Wilson Eberham,
It's Ederham.
I'm sorry, Ederham. I know Wilson very, very close, very deeply.
Now, that's why it surprises me you don't know his name.
I most certainly do.
What was that? You went... So it is shocking you don't know his name.
I think she knows his name. She misspoke, Mr. Jerryman. We're looking very forward to hearing you sing.
Well, I'd like to do some songs. Wilson is 106 years old yesterday. I asked Margaret, could we celebrate his birthday on his birthday? And I guess you were too busy or something, right, Margaret?
No, I was not too busy. I forgot. It skipped my mind.
Oh, okay. Like you forgot his name.
You know, I would say, Mr. Jerryman, with all due respect, you're right. It was. But don't hang it all on Margaret. It's probably my fault. I should have known. I know that Margaret said that a birthday was coming up.
Well, as much as I'd like to blame you, Phil, no, this one's all on Margaret. But that's all right. The older that we get, the more that people forget us. And Wilson is all but forgotten. In fact, I even forgot that he was here at the home until one day I saw a wheelchair with someone in it. And it had been in the corner of a hallway for about 12 hours. And I went down, I said, my God, it's Wilson Ederham. And I looked at his chart, and I realized his birthday was coming up.
Now, does Wilson speak at all?
No, he doesn't. He hasn't talked in 10 years, but he's here. He's smiling, though. Wilson, you enjoying it? Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Doing what?
You put the phone to his lips.
Excuse me, are you part of the...
Let's not get sidetracked.
You're right. Just back off, will you?
The guy can't talk.
I know he can't talk. Okay, you see her? Every week she puts her hand down my pants.
Come on.
Yeah.
You gotta keep her under control.
I will. So, Wilson, a very happy birthday, and I'd like to sing... First of all, I want to sing happy birthday. And then, Phil, from the era in which Wilson was born, the great years of the First World War, when America, Germany... When the world got together to defeat the monarchy of Kaiser Wilhelm. Isn't that right, Wilson?
Alan Bates.
Oh, wait a minute. Get her away from me.
Going for the fly.
Wow! I don't give a damn. He can throw out a...
You know, if he can't...
If you can't keep her under control, John, we have to...
It's not me.
Well, I don't care who it is. We're going to have to push off.
All right. You're going to blow it for me. From the World War I era, let's kick it off here, Wilson. And I want to first of all sing happy birthday to you. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Margaret and I went to the same school of improvisation.
Yes, we went to the lyrical improvisational school. We didn't go to it. We learned at that school of singing.
Right.
All right. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 1. Happy birthday to you. Oh, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. You.
Oh, that was wonderful.
That's fantastic.
All right, happy birthday to Wilson Ederham.
Right. Now, Wilson... When you were born, World War I was going to be starting in 4 years, and you were lucky enough to be born in the United States. Had you been born in Belgium, you probably would have been cannibalized by the adults because there was no food. But as it was, you were not.
For God's sake.
Who said that?
You know, it's the man's birthday.
I know it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Wilson. Had you been born during the Great War in Belgium, you would have been eaten by the adults.
I don't
know. She's coming back with the hand. Look at that. She's got a fake hand.
I got her.
No, that's a fake hand.
Oh, right.
Get her. She tries to...
That woman should be... You know what? They should put her in a locked ward.
I've tried to tell them. What she did was, you know, she goes for my crotch, Phil. I'm sorry to say this.
That's how I understand.
And when they finally caught her, then she went out and she had a fake hand made. And...
Had it made?
Yes, to her specifications... So that she could reach out with this fake hand and try to unzip my fly, and when they grabbed the hand, it would go free, and then she'd have the real hand. So, come on, what are you, some kind of a pussy? Get her out of here. All right, Wilson, happy birthday, and many happy returns of the day. Here's a great one. Over there, say the word to be heard over there. Hey, Wilson, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks. Hey! Yeah, the Yank was...
About the food. Would you get her out of here, please?
I think you ain't coming.
Very funny. Very, very funny, Edgar. God damn her to hell.
Yes, please, Mr. Jerryman.
I apologize, Bill. All right, Wilson, how you doing? He's leaning to one side. Can you over there, over there, say the word to be heard over there, that the Yanks are coming, the Yanks are coming, and they're gonna kick ass over there. So beware, get your hair, put your wig on and flig on, at the Yanks.
Yee-hee.
On. That the Yank is coming. Yeah, this Yank. Burr! See, she got a hand on my. That the Yank is. I mean, the Yank did. The Yanks are coming. The Yanks are coming. And it won't be done till we're over there. All right.
Very nice.
Very great. That's the George M. Cohan.
Yes, the great George M. Cohan from Yankee Doodle Dandy. And finally. Here's one that I know you all remember. Oh, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Hey, he has walked across the brambles and the thing and then the thing and the Civil War was won by the northern troops up there and the south got its ass kicked. Ma-da-dee-da-dee-dee-loo-yah, glory, glory, hallelujah. I bopped her on the beam with the rotten price.
Got him.
I don't care if you have to kill her. Get her out of here. Let's see, where was I?
You were singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic with the wrong words.
Well, no kidding, Phil. I don't know the words. It's improvisational lyrics.
How do you call it improvisational lyrics? That's the way the kids used to sing it.
What are you talking about?
Bopped her on the beam with a rotten tangerine?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Well, so I bopped him on the beam with a rotten tangerine, and the truth will march along. Well, Merry, happy, whatever the hell it is, happy Christmas, happy birthday, Wilson Edderhams, 106 years old today, and if he makes it to 107, Jesus Christ. Hey! I gotta go kill an old lady.
Now, Mr. Jerryman, even if you're kidding...
I'm gonna go kill me an old lady.
Tell him he can't hang up.
Can't hang up! Can't... He left the foot... Well, who's this? I get the guy. It's the guy...
Who is it?
The attendant.
The attendant?
Yeah.
Sir, where is Jerryman?
I went out looking for the lady. That's what he said he was gonna do.
And you're who?
My name is Everett. I'm Eric, and I'm one of the tenants in the day room.
All right, Eric, so...
Hey, what happened to John Jerryman?
I said John Jerryman is looking for the old lady.
Well, she was the one that was reaching for him.
Yeah, she had a fake hand. And we were able to ascertain that was a fake hand. She grabbed him, grabbed it, unzipped and grabbed. I've seen that happen before, but she was good. She was real good.
All right, don't you have to go find him?
Some of the guys are out now, and we have security on it, so I have to stay here. To attend to the old people. Mr. Everhan here. How you doing, Mr. Everhan? He's good. He doesn't talk at all, but I'll ask him. Do you want another fruit juice?
And is he okay, other than the fact that he doesn't speak?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. Do you want another Hawaiian punch? All right, let's get a Hawaiian punch for... Hey, one more over here, huh? We're going to raise the roof. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much, Eric. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
There is Eric, one of the attendants there at the senior center.
Well, he's in fine voice.
He's in fine voice, huh? He doesn't remember the lyrics.
He's in fine voice, General. You don't understand. It wasn't too long ago that John Jerryman, when they finally were able to get him singing again, because his vocal cords had locked up, and he spent most of the day in his room with a finger up one of his...
Yeah?
With a finger up one of his nostrils. And that is the God's truth. That's from me to you. That's direct.
Okay, well, it must be true then.
You're calling me a liar?
Margaret!
Margaret, I mean, I'm not calling you a liar, no. I'm just saying that, you know, okay, he spent all day with one finger up his nostril.
Yes, he did. And then they were able to loosen up the vocal cords, and now he's in full-throated voice.
Well, I will say he's very unrestrained, and...
Yes, he really goes for it.
Yeah, he does.
All right, well, there is John Jerryman singing here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show over there and a whole bunch of other bullshit. And thanks so much for joining us for our show here tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night.
same place, whenever, wherever you are, and
wherever you listen to us.
Exactly.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Hey, yay!
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
Phil Henry. See you later.